Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so freaking hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working hard for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you have that freedom, that time freedom, that money freedom to do what you love with those you love whenever the heck you want to do it, right? But on top of that, so much more than just having that comfort and convenience and having that free life. It's about having a life of meaning and purpose, a life where you could be a rippler, where you can create a ripple effect through the lives of others, not just your family, and that's awesome too, through generations beyond you, but creating this real ripple effect of abundance, prosperity that expands beyond the community and the country and across the world. So guys, I'm excited to be a part of this with you guys because of you, I can send my ripple effect through you as well. So thank you for tuning in, for binging, for doing all the things you guys do. Thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's a great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today if you're looking for ways to find more money now so you can put the money to use to make more money today. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so today I've got a special guest here, Kim Daly. Now, again, like you guys know, if I bring on guests, it's not lightly, done lightly. Like I keep deleting emails from guests being pitched at me left and right. But, and in fact, I actually was vowing. I actually had said to myself the day I got this email, I said, I'm not going to take any more guests on. I'm already booked out about 2 months with guest interviews. And then, of course, especially with the one firm that I've used as well, they sent me the introduction that I said, okay, my listeners are going to want this. I can't pass this up. And so, and that's where I have Kim Daly here. So Kim has actually spent the last 20 years helping people achieve financial freedom by enabling them to find the perfect franchise opportunities. In fact, you guys might want, I know there's some of you out there have asked, Chris, should I be buying a franchise? Like, is that the way to go? Could it not just be real estate or just be in other alternative investments? Could I be buying into a business, right? This is the show for you. Her skill is really matching a client's background, their interests, skills, finances, and their life goals to be able to match up to that ideal opportunity has made her one of the top franchise consultants in the country. Today, we're here to pick her brain and get some insight on that and find out what exactly it is. Like, where can we find these right franchise opportunities? Is it the right thing for you? Who is it right for? And of course, if it is right for you, like, how do you know? Like, what's the best opportunity, especially in a world like today? So, Kim, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. After that introduction, I don't know where we're going to go, but let's have at it.
You're like, all right, awesome. Well, I'm game.
Yeah. My head's like this big now, Chris.
Well, hey, there could be worse things happening to you. That's for sure.
I'm a big fan of the show. So it's really like, it's kind of surreal to like be here. So it's great.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, tell us more about you. Like what led you down this path?
I didn't wake up one day and go, oh, I want to be a franchise consultant.
Yeah, that's always in somebody's little girl's vision board, right? You know, right,
exactly. I did want to be a motivational speaker, so is sort of what I do every single day now is influence people's lives and help them just make decisions that ultimately change their lives. Mm-hmm. But I actually answered a classified ad in the newspaper. I was on my way to med school. That was my whole life was about going to med school. Always wanted to help people do something real, tangible. answered a classified ad in the newspaper that was for a franchise company and literally changed my life. And I've never looked back. I've been self-employed since I was 25 years old. So you can do the math, but about 23 years. And I love to tell people that I am completely unemployable, which I think you understand that. Yeah. And people are like, and I'm like, nope. And then people are like, oh, I can, you know, offer you a lot of money. I'm like, it's not about money because I am not selling money. I'm selling freedom. Right. So I'm completely unemployable because my freedom has no price. Mm-hmm. And, I'll always be self-employed. I'll always own businesses. But I think at this point in my life, as much as I know about franchising, I can also say that I'll probably never start another business from scratch. Mm-hmm. I'm fully believe that if you're invested in the right franchise concept with the right people, and it's really about the right people, because when you buy a franchise, that's what you're buying, a partnership. Yeah. So if you find the right people who can mentor and coach you and who have enough track record to help you kind of take that and leverage that, there's really no reason to start a business from scratch.
I agree. That's the one thing I think is so hard is that people say, should I start a new business? I said, well, if you do, I mean, it's like trying to start a bicycle laying on the ground, right? It's like, you got to pick it up. You got to actually like sit on it, try to balance on it, get the pedals going, which takes almost all your energy just to get that first little turnaround. And then it starts building momentum over time, right? Mm-hmm. And I always tell people too, there's different personalities. Some people don't mind starting things from scratch because they're just creators that way. While others love just to jump into a system that's already created for them and just, you know, turn the key in the ignition, so to speak, and just let it go, right?
Right. And with a franchise, it depends on the time frame that you're trying to build something. But even a sophisticated, you know, experienced entrepreneur or a sophisticated business owner could turn to franchising for the leverage. Because how many entrepreneurs do you know really ever get to get out from underneath what they built versus the investors that I'm helping are setting up from day one for multiple units, and they're buying into the infrastructure of a location, a brand, the initial training, the just the foundation so that they can work on it rather than in it from day one. And that's how they can open 3, 5, 10 locations in a short amount of time. And when you step back and you look at how is the wealth really generated in a franchise? It's through that scale.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember, oh boy, this is years ago. This must have been like 15 plus years ago. I remember there was a local battery franchise, right? Well, I shouldn't say local. It's a national brand, but battery franchise store, right? You think, well, hey, that should be good. The guy, the owner of the franchise was actually working in the store as the clerk, right? And when asked, he's like, hey, well, how long does it take to make money? He's like, oh, I don't take a paycheck really for the first 2 years, which to me makes a franchise sound like a nightmare, right? What's your feedback on that? Like, is that necessarily have to be the reality?
No, that does not have to be the reality. Now, let's just step back, because for some people, they want to be in their business every day. And so great. And there are businesses that are designed for the owner to be there every day. Yeah. But for those that are looking more for a CEO role or even for an investor role where it's almost what we would call semi-absentee, it's all about selecting the right business. And Chris, this is why I have a business. People come to me and say, I think I want to own a business, but I don't really know what I want to do. I don't know what I can afford. I don't know what's the right investment for my goals. And I get to know them. I build a model and then I bring the ideas to them. And these are ideas that are not just based on, well, this widget matches you. It has nothing to do with that. I don't care about widgets. I care about people. So my matching process is part science, but mostly part art and relationship. So I'm bringing my experience, 18 years of relationships with these franchisors. Sometimes I'm matching a candidate or a husband and wife team based on Christian values, because I know that this franchise is a Christian valued culture. And I know that they're going to find people in that system that they can relate to. And when we step back again and we look at, like, I'm trying to help people build wealth in their lives. It's not just money. You know, I always say rich people have money.
Yeah.
Wealthy people have time to spend their money.
Yeah.
And the other part, the other part of wealth and that lifestyle is being connected to people that you enjoy. Right now I'm working with a couple of NFL football players, and there are franchises where there are a lot of other NFL investors, and they their eyes were like, wow. And I'm like, I name dropped. And I was like, did you know? And they were like, we didn't know. And I'm like, that's your tribe. So when you get to go and interview those franchisees to say, how does your business work during football season? You don't have to be talking. The franchisees in this one particular system come from the National Football League. So they were just like, wow, but how would you know that on your own? You wouldn't.
It seems like almost every football player now either go in the restaurant business or a gym, right?
Not these two. I'm going to get them going down a totally different path.
That would be good.
Once I explained to them the leverage, and once I talked to them about fixed expenses, they came to me thinking the gym, but they got so far off of that gym thing so quickly. But that's what happens. People, and I love it when people come with an idea of what they think they want. It's almost like a personal challenge, unless it's a business that I feel that actually fits them. But most of the time, the options that people think are right, when we really start looking at what they're trying to achieve, it's not generally the right business. Could be, and you know what? A lot of times people think franchising is only food and retail. And there's a whole other world out there that doesn't require the construction and the fixed expenses of a real estate-based business.
Yeah. So who would it not be for?
So I think if you are really, really, really risk averse, now I've helped people in 18 years who are super conservative and risk averse buy franchises. In fact, I had a guy yesterday say yes, and we were laughing because I read to him, he started the process April 7th. So yesterday was May 19th. And I told him in the beginning, it was a 6-week process. And he said, and I was saying to myself, BS on that. I'm never going to buy a business in 6 weeks. But here we are. And on the initial form that he emailed into me through my website, he said, I'm going to tell you, I'm super conservative and I'm a self-proclaimed scaredy cat. So yesterday I was reading back to him and I said, I want you to put this on your wall because you are not risk averse. First of all, you came to me in the heart of a pandemic. And second of all, you're not a scaredy cat because you just bought you are now a multi-unit franchisee. He just signed a franchise agreement for a 3-store yoga studio business
in California, like in the heart of a pandemic in 6 weeks, you know, which is
my normal time for working with people. So I just said, what it just says is that my process works. So, you know, but some people are really too risk averse. If you're not financially qualified right now, I encourage everyone to reach out to me because I love the opportunity to educate people.
Yeah.
Different money buys options. That's all. There are low investments. There are big investments. But I think franchising can work for anybody that is willing to be coachable. The number one thing you'll hear consistently across all franchise systems from successful franchisees is to do what they tell you to do. Follow the system.
Right. You know, there's one unique thing too that sometimes will come up on the show is that you can actually use IRA money to fund the franchise, correct?
That is true. Yes, it's called the Rollover for Business Startup or the ROBS program. People that work with me know that like I stay in my lane. I am the franchise consultant. I know enough financing to be dangerous, but I lead all my people to my amazing friends who all they do is fund franchise businesses. So they would give the specifics of that program and how it works and help people get started. But yes, using the 401k without creating a taxable event is one of the number one ways that people will finance their business. Because, you know, even with an SBA loan, the bank is typically going to require 20 or 30% cash injection. That's right. So where are you going to come up with that cash if it's $50,000 or $100,000 or even, you know, $35,000? A lot of people don't have that kind of cash sitting around. But they do have it in a 401k.
That's right. Well, and here's the unique thing with this year is even if you didn't use that money to roll over, right? You know, so to speak, I mean, if you've been affected by COVID in any way, shape, or form this year, you can pull it out without the 10% penalty. And if you have the tax, the thing is, if you're using it for business purposes, you kind of wash out the tax anyways, right? That's so it's a write-off at the same time as of income. So it ends up being like a, almost like a, you know, not exactly, but like a tax-free exchange. You know, it's almost like, hey, I can just move this money over, move to a business, and boom, I'm done. Like, I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm paying a tax bill because there isn't going to be one.
Right. There are special circumstances, which is why when people are like, why would I ever consider, am I sane to be thinking about starting a business right now? And mm-hmm. I'm like, I mean, yes, if you have the dream, why wait? Because nothing that we do today, when you say yes to a franchise today, impacts your life tomorrow. I mean, right? Owning a business is about a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year plan. So if you want to be open in 6 months or a year, yes, the time to start talking about it is now, right? And that's what happened. Like April ended up being one of my biggest months ever in 18 years. And as you said in the beginning, I am blessed to help a lot of people buy a lot of franchises. And April was an amazing, amazing month for me. And May has been pretty fantastic as well. And the reason is because when I helped people see, like, number one, the financing options that are available. Mm-hmm. The government has created a nice little pile of money because the government loves small business, right? Small business stimulates local economy, creates jobs. And when people start thinking about, I have to hire people, it's like right now is a better time to hire people than February was, right? There's so much good talent available. And so there's that part, but also because mainly the driving motivation for people was when I started having them ask questions about timing. So if I signed a franchise agreement today in a normal time period from signing to opening, how long is that? And all of those people in April, once they asked that question, came back to me and were like, I need to sign tomorrow. One guy was like, I'm 6 months behind. And I'm like, oh, 6 months behind. Like, but the time, the reality is, it's just, if you have the dream, it's go time now.
Well, it's perfect timing right now, I see, because one, I mean, some people have been kind of, they've realized two things, right? Those people have been risk averse. You know, those people have thought they're conservative. One usually had a full-time job, right? And then that full-time job realized that's actually highly risk, you know, highly risky, right? They don't have any guarantees of that. And then two, the money in the stock market isn't safe either. You know, that's also all over the place and volatile, right? So you have two things at risk. And you think about, wait a minute, if I'm going to invest anywhere, invest in myself, or even invest my money in, if I'm going to be putting in mutual funds in everybody else's company, why not put in my own where I can call the shots? I can actually manage that risk, you know? So instead of, that's the thing that drives me nuts when I get business owners say, I'm going to throw money in the market. I'm like, why are you investing in everybody else's business but your own? That doesn't make sense to me. Who do you believe in more? Obviously you don't believe in yourself because you're trying to throw it in something just because people tell you that's where it should be. It's like, no, get that money out of places you don't have any control and invest in a real business, you know, invest in something you can control and manage and monitor those risks and even amplify the returns, you know, based on what you're doing.
This is why I'm such a big fan of your show, because we sing the same song every day. You just said it so brilliantly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So if people want to like understand more, like how would they reach out to you or what could they do to learn more about what you do for people?
Okay, great. So thedailycoach.com, www.thedaily, my last name, D-A-L-Y. Thedailycoach.com. On my website, I'm very proud of my videos. I put a lot of time and energy into trying to create real valuable content for people. I myth bust. I love taking those big misconceptions and myths about how evil franchisors are, and they're just there to take your money and they don't care about your success, and help people understand where those myths come from, and then give them the truth. But I have testimonial videos where I actually go in and I'm sitting in the Supercuts location of the person I helped who was the self-proclaimed scaredy cat and using her life savings to start a business. And what am I crazy? And now I interviewed her, you know, in this environment. I have 10 videos like that and just hundreds of testimonials from people. So my website is a great resource to see like what I've been up to for the last 18 years and understand the depth of my knowledge and my experience. You can also contact me through my website as well.
And the thing I love is that that's unlike some franchises, you don't have to be as hands-on, right? Where some people might feel maxed out with time. Some people might have lots of time available right now, but others don't. You have options for either, don't you?
Exactly, Chris, I do. One of the people that said yes this month, both he and his wife are full-time executives, but they have no children. And so they have a large pool of money that they really want to put in something other than the market.
Yeah.
And they are investing in what's called a salon suite. And a salon suite, it's sort of like being like the landlord of a mall where you, it's a big construction project, right? Because you got to construct, you know, your individual salon suites, but then you rent them. And these salon suites are, they were big before COVID. Now they're going to be like, they're going to explode simply because the stylists can now get out of kind of the gaggle of girls and in a big salon, and they can control their own environment and make it safe for their clients to come in one-on-one. So, but really this is an investor's dream business. It, it looks and feels very much like real estate, but it has more of a business ROI. So he said yes to that. And after it's constructed, it's probably less than 5 hour a week time commitment for him. So to answer your question, yes, we have businesses where people want to be consultants and they like my business and they are their business. But then we have, you know, things like a laundromat or a car wash or a salon suite where it's really leveraging your money.
Right.
And getting a business return instead of a real estate return.
I love it. Well, everybody, go check out thedailycoach.com. It is thedailycoach.com, right? I said that all right, D-A-L-Y, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, go check that out. Like, guys, if you're looking for something different, I know some of you are because you've told me that this is the very thing you were considering and you were like, Chris, should I do this or not? You know, some of you even asked me personally and I'm like, it depends. I don't know. What kind of business do you want? Are you going to be hands-on or not? And the great thing is you can get matched up with someone that actually understands the business and says, here, here's how you can find the right business for you. So guys, make sure you check that out. Check out Kim Daly's stuff, thedailycoach.com.
Thank you.
Kim, thanks so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. One thing that I just wanted to add before we go is my services are free. So I'm paid by the franchisors to basically prospect for them. So when you come to me, it's not me pushing franchising onto everybody. As Chris has said, my role is to help you understand what it could mean to you, but to understand in proper context. So to educate you about what franchises cost and why. So if you decide now is not the time financially, you'll walk away educated knowing when the right time is to call me back. And if we start moving forward together, then you've sort of already checked these money boxes in your mind, which really, I mean, that's 90% of the reason probably why people who think about franchising don't do it. It's because of the money. So right away, we're going to talk about money and get it clear, kind of black and white. And then the rest of the conversation becomes a lot more fun, dreaming about the potential of quality of life and waking up and creating jobs and managing people and building and inspiring teams and all the rest that, you know, owning a business can mean to you.
Well, now there's no excuses to reach out to you. So there's not even a point of entry, guys. Like the biggest thing is just you showing up and finding out. So Kim, I'm so glad that I did not delete that email.
I'm so glad you didn't either because I'm a big fan of the show and I'm so happy to be on here. So thank you so much.
No, this is extremely valuable. I really appreciate it. And I know that there's like going to be a lot of interest from this because this is the perfect time. Right now is, I mean, what better time to look at things when so much is up in the air than to find something that they can actually control and do. So this is perfect. So I appreciate your time so much today, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Same here.
Everybody else, you heard it. You have no excuse. So if this is anything that's been pinging you saying, listen, I need to like find out more, reach out to Kim. Make sure you guys do that. Everybody, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.